Podcast number 19.
I'm a little tired from that ride.
I'm not.
No?
Not really.
Not at all?
I'm tired from last night, not from ride.
All right. That's fair enough.
Gotta sleep more.
Yeah. I slept a decent amount. So,
Pat Wally is here.
What's up, world?
For people that remember him from Rochester. How long do you live here for?
Almost 8 years.
How long did you ride a bike here? In, like, the community,
I
guess.
2 years. Yeah.
So you didn't race?
Well,
you raced
not even two, really. One and a half.
You raced for Minerva that 1 year.
Uh-huh. With Kevin.
Who the year before? No one?
Nobody.
Yourself?
Yeah. Minerva said, I met Minerva at a Thursday night thing, and he said, just learn how to ride in a group
yourself.
There's no point in having a team. Good advice, for sure.
Really good advice. Because the team is...
It's not really effective until way up in the game.
Yeah.
I don't think.
But it's interesting. I mean, Rochester is a really strong community of cyclists, I feel like. But actually, I'm curious to see what it's been like moving to Nashville. Because there's definitely a lot of riders. Because you get like 8 million kudos for like the dumbest rides ever. And
for my trainer rides.
And I'm publicly jealous of that. It's not even a secret.
That's awesome.
I'm like, wow, Pat rode 20 miles. And 80 people are like, Pat, you're amazing.
I got 40 for Saturday. That was tight.
What was Saturday?
We went to, me and my buddy, Jason, organized this Saturday base weekend thing for people who don't really know what base riding is supposed to be like.
Right.
And so every 3 weeks we're taking a trip to Chattanooga. So we went to Chattanooga and did Five Hills. And it was really good turnout. 17 people from Rochester.
They made the drive.
Nashville made the drive, yeah. And
wow.
It was fun.
Do you like riding in a group that big?
I don't mind it if there's the right amount of structure, the right type of structure.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it.
I just feel like once it gets, I mean, I like riding a group ride that is fun, but if I put together a ride, let's say, if there's more than six people, you're stopping. Somebody's gonna flat.
Well,
we
made it a point to say that it's no stops and we break up into small groups.
Yeah.
And like, put the route in your Garmin because we're not stopping.
Right.
It's a base ride. You know, no stops.
And no stops.
No stops.
So if you have...
Unless it's four hours. 3.5 hours or less, no stops.
Dude, I pee like three times.
I know. Too much coffee or too much hydration? You can't hydrate the morning of. You know that.
I mega hydrate.
I was up like... you do. That's
5:15. We weren't leaving until 8. So I was like crushing water.
Yeah, and I woke up at 7:15.
Yeah, I was like, "Are you live? Are you coming to this bike ride?"
And I snoozed too. That was fun though.
Yeah, I got to bed pretty early. Yeah, we went to Zameda for the Rochester people, the Ethiopian place.
Really, really good.
Yeah, gonna be an amazing recovery food place. Tons of lentils, some really good meat, like. Zabel tips. Like the names
tips,
are
tips
tib, tibbles something. The names are definitely different.
But and I perfect char on the meat and amazing
seasoning.
Really good.
I'm on it right now.
Yeah.
And so anyways, yeah, I think teams are a funny thing until you actually start really using them. But
I mean, when I was on a team here, it was really small. It was Holden and me and Kevin and Jeff. Lebowski. It's about, I don't know.
Lebowski.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But more than anything, it provided, I mean, especially for me and Kevin, like, we pushed each other hard. And
yeah.
We learned a lot. And we did, with just two, you can really play off each other, I think, differently than you can as a solo.
Yeah, definitely.
So
and I think it is good. It's good to have somebody to go to a race with and, like, kind of keep you motivated as the summer rolls on. It's like,
yeah,
you might be getting a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I don't know, bike racing is, you definitely have to have a lot of self-motivation. But I know, I always, you know, my biggest thing with Drew was the person that, even though we didn't go to all the races together, when I was, like, trying to chase down points and stuff, it was, he would be at, you know, at least half of them.
Mm-hmm.
And some random weekends I'd go and do my own thing, but it wasn't all summer, so that was cool. But what's the Nashville scene like?
It's good. There's a Saturday ride that everybody does. There's a club that a lot of people are part of. Not necessarily a lot of racer types, but there's a lot of cyclists.
I mean,
and there's a lot of different places you can ride. I tend to, because of where I live, ride in the north of town, northeast or west, above the Cumberland River. So that's a thing. So if I ride north of the river with a good sized crew up there, but there's a whole nother community of guys that are all, I don't want to generalize, but a little older, and they all ride south of town, and there's great riding down there too. There's a killer park that people ride in. I mean, it's good. There's a lot of options.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There was one ride that I really liked, the one with all the rollers. There was a guy that came out on, like, a really old bike, young guy, had an old bike, used to race. There were...
Yeah, we went up Saunders.
It was, like, a lot of, like, rollers.
Yep.
In
the neighborhood.
I feel like I had a fixie. I didn't, though.
Mm-mm.
But we were riding like that or something.
Yeah, that was a good route.
Was a good route. I like that.
Yeah.
It's weird. Sometimes I don't like, if I'm doing a long ride, I hate when I don't know where I am.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I don't mind
showing around. My buddy Bert, who I was telling you about with Hungry Gnome Farm.
Yeah.
He really knows the roads up there. So when I first moved, I really had no idea where I was. And I just said, I want to do 5 hours. I've already done 45 minutes. It takes me 45 minutes to get home from your house. And so he'd just take us out on, like, these three-hour loops, all different routes, all the time. And I was just like, where are we?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, for me, time flies.
Yeah, I guess so. I think time, I like when it's like a, you ride for an hour and a half, then meet people, and then finish.
Definitely.
But
big fan.
I think, because I love group riding, I love doing that stuff, but I definitely like time, just myself on a bike. So... what are you doing for, I saw you post on Strava something about forest training. What's your off season like right now? Wait, when do you start racing down there? Cause it gets super hot. Is it the same, similar season to here?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. I think July, there's not really much of anything.
Cause it's scorching.
Then it picks back up in August. Yeah. Cause it just, July is the worst. Definitely the worst.
Kind of dies down here too then a little bit. I mean, there's some stuff at the end, and then there's like the August, September races. By September though, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, totally.
And a lot of people are starting to do cross, which is now starting earlier and earlier and earlier. Which I don't hate on, but it definitely draws away some roadies. But so you'll start racing in March?
End of March, yeah. The first race weekend is Hell of the South. It's a cool race. It was really fun last year. Actually, Brian Toon was at that race.
We need to talk about this.
Segue
in a minute to this robot/human.
But yeah, I mean,
while you marinate on that, you can go on Strava and look up Brian Toon, TOONE. So just scroll through that. Then we'll talk about it.
Mind blowing. What am I doing this time of year? Well, I took my break, quote unquote break, pretty early when I went on vacation with Sako.
Yeah.
And I came back and a lot of guys were still fit. So I just rode a little bit. And then October, I did a pretty solid base month in October. Super smooth, nothing crazy. But I wouldn't even consider that training.
Yeah.
Just kind of getting ready and enjoying, like, it's a beautiful month down there.
Yeah.
And the weather was perfect. But I'm doing long-ish rides. Not really even riding long yet. doing, instead of
5 hours, 4 hours,
4 hours, cool. Between three and four.
Yeah.
I did a little crunching about brain reading. I don't know, research. Everybody's always done MTIs, right?
Yeah.
And some people
muscle tension intervals,
slow force repeats. There's a bunch of different names for the same thing. You put it 53-11 and you grind it for, you know, 8 to 15 minutes. Some people do 30-minute ones on flat road or on a trainer. Well, if you look in training and racing with a power meter, it goes into detail why that's pretty useless. You don't really get enough. You don't generate enough force to induce type 2 muscle fiber adaptation. And really what you end up doing is you make your aerobic system more type 2 based, but you're not actually training your type 2 fibers to get stronger. So long story short, you're not pushing enough newtons to induce growth. Like, so weightlifting is good. You push a lot of force when you lift weights. But so instead of, I've been doing these, well, I'm going to do 53-11 like spin-ups, start at zero, and then like spin up to 70 RPMs and then stop. And do sets of those. And also doing some like 1 minute like mash as hard as possible. Watts don't matter. Just go up the hill as hard as possible at like 50 RPMs.
Mm-hmm.
And
keep going.
When you look at the plot force analysis page, that's called,
scatter plot,
you're going to be pushing around like between 700 and 1,000 newtons for me, whereas MTIs are pushing like 400.
Well, yeah, but most people aren't using MTIs, though, more just to get ready for lifting and as part of like adaptation lifting. I think it's more like, it's more like beginner lifting before you're starting to lift heavy weights, which I personally have an issue with the heavyweight thing. But I don't know. I mean, he does go into that in that book, but I don't know. And I shouldn't even get into the conversation because I can't remember the whole couple pages about it. But I sort of took those MTIs as you could feel your like stabilizer muscles and like your tendons around your knee and everything, like on the, I don't know what the exact body part is on the left. It definitely gets stronger during that.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know, maybe that's not the purpose of it. But
why, I mean,
like,
I
why are you gonna, if, I guess I would have an issue going in, what are you doing before you're starting to like smash up a hill? If you've been just like riding easy and then you're going like hammering up a hill, I don't know. That to me sounds like you're going from zero to 100, well, which Drake loves, but I don't know. That's the same thing to me of like people being like, well, I haven't lifted, but I do adaptation for a week and a half, and now I'm doing one rep max.
Okay, well, I should say I also did a whole month of like body weight and like
that's
lightweight.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
Work and core work, and that all came before, I mean,
not to question what you're doing.
No, totally. It's smart. You should not get on a bike and try to go at 40 RPMs up a hill.
Yeah.
Like straight away if you haven't done anything like that in months. That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Which
hopefully you haven't done in months because that's like
right?
Super specific. If you're pedaling at 50, you might want to work on some cadence. But
you know, it's a nice way for me to say I don't need to do as much weights
lifting
work,
yeah,
because I don't like lifting that much. I do it more of like, okay, I don't want to get injured next year, so I'm going to, you know, develop some full body strength and work on core and all that stuff that I kind of put by the wayside when I'm racing and riding heavy.
Yeah, because just you're too tired.
Totally.
Who wants to go home from a 5-hour ride and like
do at work? Okay, doing my 15-minute core routine.
No thanks.
Lame.
No thanks. So I wonder, this guy Brian.
Okay.
He's from Alabama, which is not far from you.
Yep.
You know this guy? Have you ridden with this guy?
I met Brian at a local, there's this Wednesday night race series, the Nashville Cyclist Crit Series. And I met him. I was new to the area. I didn't know anybody and ended up riding a break with him. Towards the end of 2013 summer. And I met him. He was like, I was like, man, this guy's pretty freaking fast. Wow. Fast forward to March. Next time I see him, I ride a break with him at Hell of the South. And I didn't really know how much he rode. I kind of like heard about him. And then I did a little Strava digging. And I mean, this dude.
He's at 19,000 miles for the year right now. which he was he injured this year?
He was injured this year. He got hit by a car a few months ago. And was only off the bike for like a week.
Yeah,
his jaw was wired shut. And he was still riding a bike. Like, he could not eat solid food. He ate liquid food. And he was still riding, like, 2,000 miles a week or whatever. Insane.
He averages 487 miles a week this year.
It's so silly.
Average time per week, 35 hours. He's 8 miles short of 20,000 miles.
Still a little more than you.
Dude, I look pathetic.
So does everyone.
It's like, yeah, today I posted a picture. I'm like, mile 9,000, cool. Like, you know, hey, I'll, you know, no public excuse except I'll talk about it on the podcast. It's like the winter in 2014 sucked and I don't count indoor miles. And then the whole school thing, I was like, oh, I'll take a break for a hot second. So I feel like accomplished if I hit 10,000. Like, that's great. You know, that's awesome.
You ride a lot.
But you go on Strava and have that side-by-side comparison. I'm averaging 3 rides a week. He's averaging 8.
What's impressive to me is, like, he's totally an ultra guy. You know, you would put him into the ultra category.
So
he's fast at everything else, too. I mean, he can smash. He's got a sprint, and he's got a hard 1 minute. I mean,
this dude is doing 270-mile bike rides. One ride. This picture, 100.
Okay, one ride up one hill over and over and
crash.
Over. For those who don't know what Everesting is, it's... this, you go out on a ride, and the rule is you got to ride the same hill over and over to get the height of Everest.
What that is?
That's what that is. That's 280 miles on the same hill over and over and over.
That's, hey, Duncan, 26. You found, like, somebody that is crazier than you.
and he's incredibly smart, too. Like, I don't...
Yeah, so also, this guy is a professor. He has a family, and just, yeah.
And a pet bunny.
Pet bunny. I think it's incredible that somebody can actually pedal a bike that much. 35 hours is so much. Not only to do it once, but to average that. That's crazy.
Longest single bike ride, 516 miles.
In one bike ride. In one bike ride.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He's a cool dude. Very, very interesting.
I think I would get bored, though.
Yeah, it's not for me. Oh, it's not, I mean, I have no aspiration to do that. But, you know, I think it's cool because you see somebody do something like that and you have your own personal limit. And then you're all of a sudden like, wait a sec, my limit sucks. Like, let me try to see where my limit
should
be.
I felt like if you hit 400 TSS in a ride, that was crazy. This dude's like, I would love to see what TSS he's hitting. I mean, it's my only beef with TSS is that it does get higher with time. So it's not just watts. I mean, some of these rides, and not knocking at all, this is insane, but like averaging 160 watts, normalizing 192 for almost 200 miles. Good Lord. That is, you love
riding. Well done, Brian Toon.
Yeah. It's
incredible.
Let's get
him on the podcast.
I would love to have this guy on the podcast. I can't even understand.
Do it.
Look at this. He's got four
computers.
He would
phone it in. I'm sure he would. He's a cool dude.
Wow. It's just... Jeez.
You
know what the crazy thing is? If you look on these Strava badges, he doesn't win them all. There are actually people that are riding more than him. This meters, so the last climbing thing, over 20 days, he came in second. He climbed 52,000 feet. Some guy in Sao Paulo climbed 67.
Meters.
Is it... Yeah. Are these in meters?
Meters.
Oh my god.
It's silly. Well done, you crazies.
Yeah. Sao
Thanks
Paulo,
for making
a lot
us
of
look bad.
A lot of riders in Sao Paulo. I mean, he's doing this in Alabama, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
All these
great
people are...
great temperature year round pretty much.
So what races am I coming down there to do next year?
I think we settled on Foothills weekend.
Okay.
Foothills and Sunny King weekend.
You know how I feel about NC series. But you know what? I should do one because it was the Rochester one.
Yeah, there you go.
Foothills Road Race. So, yeah.
It's a great field. Really good turnout because people are in town for Sonny King. So the field's deep with talent and it's long. And
oh, it's early. It's in April? I know we just talked about this last night.
But yeah, but we did get kind of confused. Or rather, I did. April 6th.
Okay. Foothills Classic, and it's a Pro 1-2 race. Mm-hmm.
That race, the break got pulled back, and like 15 miles from the finish, the final break went. And I literally bridged to it. And then the moto came up and goes, hey, when you attacked, you went over the yellow line. And yes, I did for a brief second, but it was only because a guy swerved. I was like third wheel when I attacked. And a guy swerved. I was going to go right between two riders, and he like swerved in, and I couldn't go between them. So at the last second, I did go around to the outside. So I made the right call, and then I got relegated. It was a big bummer for me.
Yeah, they need to change that rule. I mean, okay, yellow line I hate, and I have no problem because this is the truth. Canadian riders, you guys are awful at the yellow line. I don't know what the deal is.
College riders, awful.
But especially at Whiteface, there's always an issue. And Brandon, who was on our team two years ago from Canada, had said it is like, I don't know what the deal is, but they're always going over the yellow line. But I was in a race and similar thing happened. There was, how did it play out? Somebody swerved. I went to the left and then came back over the line. And they wanted to relegate me. And I'm like, so what do you want me to do? Like, really lean in and just take someone out? I'm like, well, you have to pretend like there's a wall there. And earlier that day, a Masters rider crashed, had the ambulance there, like, smashed his head. Big problem. I think, like, the guy's okay, but I know he doesn't race anymore. It was definitely a life-changing thing for him, unfortunately. And I was like, listen, we're Category 1. I think I was a Cat 2 then. I was like, so we're amateur bike riders. You want me to take somebody out rather than going over the yellow line and coming back? And USA Cycling basically said yes. But we kind of talked about the USA Cycling thread, the big meeting, the summit they had. There are a lot of not happy people with USAC, and I don't really know. Just being a bike racer, I don't know enough to comment on all that, the stuff between race promotion and making all the rules and stuff like that, but it doesn't always seem like safety is the biggest thing. And I don't know.
For me, yellow line should be like you don't move up into head-on coming traffic to go from last wheel to 10th wheel. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
But if you accidentally touch it, like, and you're not doing it in a blatantly like I'm gonna try to break the rules kind of way, it should be case by case. A moto shouldn't just say, well, it's supposed to be a wall. You can't go over the wall.
Yeah. Wait, they put you in 29th, 28th. Oh, you got relegated to the back of the pack.
Back from the break to the back of the pack. And then he actually, so I was kind of angry, so he made me ride back behind the pack with him in the wind for like 5 minutes.
Nice.
It was super sweet.
So a guy from Estellas won last year.
Yeah, I mean, he's a
legit Hank Berman. Now. Yeah, definitely. Bissell guy.
Mac Brennan is fast.
That'd be cool. All those guys are
fast. It's a great race. Great course. Very fun. It's got to climb 5 miles.
So these eight people got away?
Sure. Yeah. Sounds about right.
And is this your team? Who are you riding for next year?
I'm riding for...
this team?
No, for Village Volkswagen.
Oh, these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Johnny Hayes. Good dude.
Is he on your team this year?
Yep. Yeah, we've got a bunch of new folks. We're pumped. It should be good. Good crew of guys. Hoping to make a mark at some races like this.
That's awesome.
And there's another really cool series for Northeast people who listen. The Southeast Regional Series. Check that out if you're ever down south. Awesome series. Really put on by good people and quality events, quality courses. Check it out. We're going to crush those too.
A lot of crushing plans. Sonny King results. Who won that last year? We will find out right now.
Robinson guy? No.
Carlos Alzate. Oh, UHC. Duh. Oh, at least they didn't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, that's going to be a really hard race. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
I wasn't able to do it last year because of work. But I believe I can this year.
Yeah, I think I might be busy that day, actually, but I will be there for the road race.
Mm.
Just kidding. I can see. Wow. The DNF listed. Oh, it's one of those races where there's almost as many DNFs as finishers. Wow. He's really fast, and he didn't finish. Granted, can't just look at one race, but... All right. What?
Leibowitz, super fast. Yeah. Back of the field.
Yeah. Anywho.
Maybe they burned him in the sprint. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So, well, that's cool. I'd like to go down there and get some races in if possible.
Good scene.
That'd be fun.
Wish there were more road races, for sure. But
so, is it mostly scattered crit about. Down there?
It's just more consistent with crits. There are a lot of road races.
In Tennessee?
Yeah, in Tennessee. And, you know, like we talked about, it's really close to Alabama, and it's pretty close to North Carolina. I mean, Kentucky. Crits in Kentucky.
I never really realized how hilly Alabama was until you told me about that.
Yeah, it's part of the...
I'm also dumb enough to not realize that Tennessee borders Alabama, so there's... That's news, I guess. Do you go to Georgia at all?
I don't think I did last year. A lot of people do.
Arkansas? I
was thinking about Joe Martin. The team was going to do it, but I believe this year it's just a UCI race. So I don't know if we're going to. But that's a pretty cool 5-day. Supposed to be real hard, real climby.
Yeah, the guys went 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's a pro one.
Oh, maybe I
don't. And there's a 1-2. You just got to get an invite to it, which isn't hard. Have four guys to go. Do it. Think he's going to do it?
I guess we'll see. We haven't really.
Pat's going. It's official.
Okay. Whatever you say, Brendan.
Oh, do you know, so I did a cross race the other day, and there is, what's the word, an equivalent action of attacking through the feed zone, cutting through the tape. Like, guy didn't cut through the tape, but I don't even know if I should bring this up. But it's really irritating.
Yeah, I haven't heard about it yet.
You didn't hear about this?
You didn't say anything about cutting through the tape.
Oh, my gosh. So I go do a base mile ride and wanted to go out to support this race, but it was 50 degrees here. So I'm like, well, I'll go ride, and then it's probably a good idea to go do a cross race. I mean, I haven't gone hard in a really long time. This just, you know, sounds great. So we go ride 4 hours, felt good, came home, ate what I thought was like a good amount of food. Because I don't want to overeat because I was going to be racing in 2 hours. Throw my mountain bike because my cross bike right now is my salty road bike in the Northeast. Throw in the car, get out there, go do this race. And I'm like, I sit in the back for the start like I'm not trying to win this race. I can't win that race. Those guys are just too fast off-road for me. And there are 17 or 18 guys that start. So I'm like, well, that'd be cool. Like, I'll try and get top 10. It'll string out, like, the first, I don't know, 3/4 of a lap. Everybody's together. And there's some, like, gaps forming a little bit. So I pass a couple guys. And I'm, like, 6th or 7th. I'm like, huh, this is cool. And one guy, who's a cat, too, is on my wheel. And we're kind of going back and forth. I finally drop him at one point. He catches up in the technical stuff. So whenever there was like an uphill or like a long, like flat
portion. Where you can make it hard.
Yeah. I was like, I'll just make this hard.
Yeah.
And he kind of explodes. He comes, like, you know, detaches off my back, the back of my wheel. And I'm like, I think that was it. We're coming down this hill and I take the right hand turn. Who comes like ripping out right behind me out of the apple trees is this guy. I'm like, dude, you're cheating. Really?
Well, he cut off the course.
Cut off the course. So I'm like, that is really lame.
That's
so we go through, we go weird. Through, we go through.
That happens?
This happens.
I've never heard of that.
This happens. So we go through this like little tourney section, we come, and there's a portion where like all these people are standing there. They're cheering for him. I'm like, you're going to let your friends cheer for you after you're cheating? He's like, I'm not cheating. I'm like, dude, you just cut the course. He's like, if there's no tape, you can legally ride that way.
What?
So I checked. That is true. If it's not taped, you can ride it. But you're at a local race. Like, you really want the guy to go through everywhere to tape it off. So I asked Dan Chabanoff, who I'm, like, internet friends with, who is, like, Mr. Cross. Only person I know that I would ask him this question. I'm like, dude, is this kind of douchey? And he's like, very. Like, you always ride the intended course.
It's,
so yeah. I just feel like, man, that really irritated me. Because then he came back. So I was trying to shake him. And then I exploded so hard. It was like, so the race is an hour. Probably with 20 minutes to go. Like, I'm not really feeling so hot. Was looking for some food. I thought there were going to be donut hand-ups. So I was banking on that. No one was handing me donuts. And that made me kind of sad. And then somebody handed me the British one. I was like, dude, I really need some food, please. He gave me a piece of a bar, or he gives me this bar. I'm so out of it that I like take a bite, and I thought that was it. I'm like, here. And I like, as I go to throw him the wrapper, I can feel like more food there. I'm like, oh no. Like, I don't even know what I was thinking. Like, I literally, so stupid. And then I was starting to see stars.
It was too late anyway.
It was too late. I got passed. That guy, the course cutter caught me, and another guy that I dropped earlier. And then another person passed me. Like, I was just standing still. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to kill myself. I should probably ride off the course. So there was like 5 minutes left of the race. I was right by the parking lot. I just rode over the tape and called it a day. Ate a big pork chop in my car. And then a lot of gummy bears and donuts from the apple farm. So, I don't know. That was irritating. It kind of bummed me out. Didn't bum me out. Just, I don't know, your local race. You want to win that way? He didn't win, but you want to do well that way? And you're...
I mean, even... What's he gain from? One place?
No.
Do you really care? Or two places? Who cares? Did he make it out of the podium?
No.
Did he? No. It was... That's really lame.
But he probably won some nut butter because, once again, nut butter was there.
Oh, that's delicious.
I know. Oh. Shout out to, once again, nut butter.
I haven't had some of that in a long time.
I don't have some here, sorry. Wah-wah. That's the news and bikes in the past week. But so what's next for you? Like, riding-wise, you going anywhere or just going to be riding in Nashville?
Riding in Nashville.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going anywhere.
All right.
No. Hanging.
Hanging.
Good place to ride a bike in the winter. Pretty.
No salt.
No salt. 40s is about as low as it gets. We'll see 30s and 20s a couple times, but not really a lot.
Hopefully I can get down there at some point. Oh my God, this is dying. What is this? So... Well, I'm trying to keep these at 30 minutes. We're at 34. Anything else you want to chat about before we go?
No, not really.
All right. Thank you.
Good talk.
Good talk. And hopefully we get to ride again. You're leaving tomorrow?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
I'm leaving in 2 hours, so.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.